Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs.
And finally, as we approach 7 o'clock on this Monday evening, markets and company news, I'm joined by Makwe Masalela from Makwe Fund Managers. Makwe, good evening to you. And let's start with resource stocks on the JSE, if we can, up by almost 3% today. It's been a strong session.
Definitely, and I guess it's not surprising, and evening to you and to the listeners, given that the number one, we've seen that the resources themselves, the commodity prices are very firm, and that's mainly at the back of what is happening with the US dollar, which is weak. So that itself is giving a boost to resources. And yes, we've seen that the rent is just holding its ground, but the dollar itself is struggling, and we know those resources are mainly priced in dollars, so it also makes it cheaper for holders of other currencies.
Now, Goldfields putting a note out today saying that it's to acquire Gold Road Resources. I think that's the company's name, Gold Road Resources. It's a deal that values the Australian miners' equity at around 44 billion rand. So what's behind this deal, and the impact I see on the share price has been positive. Goldfield share price up today by over 4.5%.
Yeah, and generally, I think most gold shares are up because of what is happening with the gold price itself. But remember, this is a deal that the guys tried before, but the guys refused from, because they are, as we're talking, they're currently having a 50-50 joint venture, and Goldfields are the ones who are managing that mine. So they tried to acquire them before, I think, for 2.1 billion, but now they had to up, you know, the price to 2.4 billion because the guys were saying this is under valued and not considering the high gold prices that we are seeing now. But for me, I don't understand why do we usually try to buy when things are this high. But yes, at the back of a high gold price, and maybe there are views that gold prices still has strong legs to keep on running. So maybe that is the view for them going forward.
Now, someone who hasn't got strong legs and is not doing much running at the moment is the poultry producer Makwe Astral Foods. Note out today saying it expects headline earnings to fall by as much as 60% at the halfway stage. And the reason selling prices for frozen chicken remains under pressure. This really is an industry that's taking a lot of strain.
Definitely. And also remember that cybersecurity incident, which impacted their flagship division by negatively affecting the downtime in processing and delivering to customers. I think that itself, that cybersecurity issue, you know, took or made a hole of almost 20 million to the earnings themselves. And yes, other than lower chicken prices, they also had to deal with higher input costs.
And just looking at the share price today, down by about 5%, so not a good day for the company. Let's talk a little bit about Aspen Pharmaceuticals. Share price down by almost 3% today, and this follows that huge plunge about 10 days ago.
Yeah, and remember, all these stocks, I mean, especially Aspen, were all excited because of the contracts that they got, you know, going forward. And now when you start seeing news, people starting questioning those contracts, or there are some controversies around those contracts. And we know if it's in the U.S., you know, it involves the U.S. The U.S., they've got a tendency to follow things, you know, up until it gets to an end. So at the back of that, it only makes sense that, listen, we're happy because of those contracts, but if the very same contrast starts to be questionable or there are some controversies, it only makes decent sense that we should start selling. So I'm not surprised with the reaction of the markets.
Makwe, let's just go back to the Rand very quickly. You did mention the currency strength a little bit earlier, down by about one, or up by about 1.6% today, 18 Rand 28 against the US dollar. Do you think this trajectory is likely to continue, and could it breach 18, do you think, in the short term?
It's possible because the dollar was struggling, and that's to hold ground, and that's on concerns about the U.S. recession is that's a little bit because of those job numbers that we got. But the long and short is that markets are tired of hearing hints when it comes to the possible trade talks between China and the U.S. Markets are now looking for more evidence, and I guess the most investors are now looking for the actual thing instead of the excitement that we've been seeing now lately.
And obviously all eyes on the Federal Reserve policy decision expected a little later in the week, right?
Definitely. And after those job numbers, we know that, yes, they've managed to handle that mandate very well. The issue here continues to be inflation, as they've got a dual mandate to look at the employment numbers and also the inflation. But we don't think they will increase or they will cut rates.
And Makwe, anyone who is in the investment space is obviously going to know the name Warren Buffett. And there are reports out today saying that he's ending his career as perhaps the world's most famous and I guess revered investor. He's going to step down as the CEO of Berkshire Hathaway at the end of this year. He hands the reins over to his vice chair, someone called Greg Abel. And this really is the end of an era, but Warren Buffett is a very old man.
Definitely 94. The guy has been steering the ship for the past 60 years or so, and he's done very well. And I think he's one of those investors or value investors that everyone have to check him out, that this is the guy who's been successful and also not getting to be disturbed by short-term volatilities. He has always been playing a long game, and that has paid off for him.
And just finally, let's go back to Friday, if we can. The National Automobile Manufacturers Association launching figures for car sales. 42,400 new cars and commercial vehicles sold in April. And this is good news. Let's call it a 12% improvement on the same period in 2024. Again, always a good barometer of the economy, car sales. But against that, we've also seen an increase in used car sales and a number of well-known international car brands saying they're scaling back in terms of their dealership network in this country.
Because consumers are under pressure, consumers take forever before they can change their cars because of inflation, stuff like that. But also you've got this cheap or maybe lower priced vehicles competing with the brands that we know, and consumers are certainly more for affordability and practicality, and that is why you also see the used car market doing okay. I mean, our inflation is not down, to be honest, and our interest rates are not going down as rapid as we thought. So it's more a question of affordability, and people have better options, which seems to be more affordable compared to the price that we're used to.
And that is a look at the economy, markets, and companies. We'll talk again next week. Makwe Masalela from Makwe Fund Managers. Always appreciate your time, and thank you very much indeed.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs.